In light of concerns from environmentalists about the negative effect that cryptocurrency mining has on the environment because of the amount of power used for the digital search for this currency, like bitcoins, the State Assembly held a hearing in late October to garner input on the issue. To discuss what lawmakers learned and how they might address the issue in the future, we're joined by Assembly Environmental Conservation Committee Chair Steve Englebright, a Long Island Democrat who helped lead the recent hearing. Welcome back to the show, Assembly Member.
Nice to be with you.
So going into your October 27th hearing, what was your perception of cryptocurrency mining, which has really become a hot-button issue for upstate environmentalists, especially in the Finger Lakes area, where a fossil fuel power plant is finding a new life supplying energy for one of these cryptocurrency mining endeavors?
We've seen most of the action in the upstate area so far, but there are some 30 or so dormant or recently closed power plants all around the state, in all parts of the state. And if the precedent that is what we're seeing with the process of so-called mining, which is really a process of using computational power and having so much need for power that you have to power the fans to cool the computers and the power for the computers for a proof of work process for the mathematical problem solving equations that lead to the creation of this cryptocurrency. If that's expanded using the model that we've seen at the Green Ridge Generation site on the shore of Seneca Lake, this could defeat our efforts to rein in the use of fossil fuels, because that is clearly, even as we speak, a national goal now, but we helped set the policy in motion with the passage of the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act in 2019 here in New York, which set goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So that would require moving away from the use of fossil fuels. It is then what we're seeing with cryptocurrency is completely contrary to state policy and law. Opening fossil fuel plants and repowering them and taking plants that are maybe only operational for 5% of the year right now and making them run 24/7, we're looking at something that is a real threat to protecting the environment. And so that's why we held the hearing.
So if cryptocurrency mining had renewable energy sources currently that were supplying their operations, this wouldn't be a big deal at all, right?
Well, it would be less of a concern. We're really focused, I think, in terms of energy usage throughout the state should first and foremost be for the residents of the state rather than for this particular activity or any activity that is not first and foremost for the health and well-being of the people of the state. So the first priority for usage of energy of any source should be for health and well-being of our citizenry. However, siphoning off large amounts of wind power or solar power in order to fuel the processing of computer mathematical problem solving, you know, would have to, in my mind, take second place to the use of that energy for homes and schools.
Well, Addie Jenny, your former colleague turned lobbyist for the union that would benefit potentially from the power needs of cryptocurrency mining, made the case during your hearing that energy demands of cryptocurrency mining could potentially help foster the development of renewable energy sources because it would place more demand on the grid. What do you think of that argument?
Well, I don't think very much of that argument. Again, it takes some time to create large new energy sources. So the premise that the way to create the demand for renewable energy and new energy sources that are renewable is something we could do by tomorrow morning or something doesn't make any sense at all. We are already prioritizing the development of alternate sources of energy to replace the fossil fuels that are so widely in use right now for energy production. We don't need to have cryptocurrency to prod us. That's why we have the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, which calls for 70% of the fossil fuels in the state to be retired by the year 2030, and 85% of the state to be off of fossil fuels by 2040. That's black letter law. We don't need cryptocurrency to be put into motion now in increasingly aggressive way by reopening closed fossil fuel plants with the premise that somehow that's going to cause us to be more sensitive to the need for renewables.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking with Assembly Environmental Conservation Committee Chair Steven Englebright. So your Ithaca colleague, current Ithaca colleague, Anna Kellis, has pushed legislation that would place a 3-year moratorium on cryptocurrency mining in New York so the environmental impact can be studied more. Based on what you heard at this hearing, which featured environmentalists, local officials, as well as we mentioned some union officials, do you think a moratorium like the one she's proposed or something similar should be pursued by the legislature in the 2022 legislative session?
Absolutely. I think Anna Kellis is very in tune with the threat that the operation on Seneca Lake offers to both the quality of the air in the area and the potential to change the ecology of Seneca Lake by discharging almost scalding water into the lake in large quantities perpetually. We really need to extrapolate from the threat at Seneca Lake, however, to what it would mean in an adverse way to the environment throughout the state. I've got a power plant here in my own district that is one of the four dirtiest plants in the state. If it were to be purchased put into use, right now it's only operating at about 3 to 5% of the time. But if it was put into use as a cryptocurrency plant and operated 100% of the time, it would have terrible impact on the environment and on the health of my citizens here in the district that I represent. Anna Kellis is basically saying, let's take a hard look at this and understand what we're dealing with before allowing policy to be set that may be wrong. And I think that's a very reasonable approach.
Well, in opposition to that potential moratorium, Addie Jenny, the lobbyist for the labor union, said during your hearing, quote, that it would send a chilling effect through the economy and halt economic development all across the state. Does that give you any reservation about imposing a moratorium?
No. The threat of climate change is something that is no longer an abstraction. We have to come terms with this. Even as we speak, our former President Obama is in Scotland and speaking on the need for the entire globe to make adjustments to the climate change reality. Our current president was there this past week. New York, if it was not a state, would be a nation. It would rank in terms of its economic power as a nation. We are trendsetters, and we have a responsibility not only to New York, but also to our sister states to grapple and effectively set new policy regarding the climate change threat. It's easy to say that by doing so, it's going to have economic impact, but that we believe mostly that economic impact will be positive. Almost 30 years ago, I sponsored the legislation that has enabled the growth of the solar power industry, which has now created tens of thousands of jobs and promises even more. We need to realize that it is in our interest, both from a health perspective and an environmental perspective, and from a jobs perspective, to move toward a world in which, in a state in which fossil fuels are increasingly being pushed aside and replaced.
New York City Mayor-elect Eric Adams recently announced he wants to get his first three paychecks in bitcoins when he takes office in 2022. Putting aside the logistical challenges of a city government doing that, do you have any concerns about the mayor of the country's largest city essentially endorsing a technology that has a negative environmental impact by the way that it can be mined?
I have no sense of context. I'm not sure if he said that tongue-in-cheek or whether he was trying to make a point within the larger context of another discussion.
He was responding to another mayor who said they were going to get one paycheck, and he responded that he would get three and that New York City would help cement its place as the cryptocurrency center of the country.
Well, again, I didn't know anything about that conversation between those mayors, and I'm not going to comment on it. I can only tell you that at the hearing that we held, there were grave concerns that were raised by almost all of the speakers, and a majority of the speakers cautioned us that the revival of closed power, fossil fuel power plants, would have a devastating impact upon not only our progress to meet our climate goals in the state, but also to threaten to increase the incidence of asthma and other health ill effects. So I can speak to what we heard at the hearing. If there are others in the political realm who want to offer their opinions and comments, I think that they should be weighed within the context of a moratorium in which a meaningful discussion leading to proper policy within the context of our overall climate goals is what would make the most sense.
What do you think of the way state agencies have been responding to the issue of cryptocurrency mining heretofore? And is there anything you'd like to see them do in the interim prior to the legislative action that you'd like to see taken in 2022?
Yes. Well, I'm glad you asked that question. For the hearing, we invited the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Public Service Commission to testify at the hearing. Both of those agencies, both state agencies, declined to attend. That's unprecedented. And it is perfectly unclear as to why they did not comply with our request. The Public Service Commission, very concerningly, has indicated that they're unable to regulate crypto mining operations because such operations occur so-called behind the meter. That's interesting, but it's sort of irrelevant because we have other regulations for solar, for example, that are behind the meter that the agency regulates. And the DEC is considering the air permit, which would be precedent. The air permit for the Greenwich generating plant on the shore of Seneca Lake. So Why those agencies declined to participate is hard to understand. This is a meaningful threat to the state's ability to clean up its air and prevent additional uses of fossil fuels, which, of course, when combustion takes place, pump carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And we've got to turn away from doing that, or we're going to suffer huge costs to the state at an increasingly greater frequency. I'm talking about the 100-year storms that now come every 2 to 3 years and kill people in their homes, destroy the coastline, and bring on invasive species due to the climate warming. That just a couple of examples of the kinds of mega impacts that climate change is already registering on the people of the state. This cryptocurrency initiative runs exactly counter to the policy that has been established by the legislature. And it is within that context that it's a bit of a mystery as to why the state's energy agencies and environmental agencies have declined to participate in the hearing.
Aside from the permit that you mentioned, is there anything else that either the PSC or the DEC is empowered to do, as far as you're concerned, that you'd like to see them do over the next few months, potentially with other facilities, say, that are operating at very minimal capacity and might have an opportunity to be working at much higher levels if there was cryptocurrency mining using that power?
Well, I'd like to see the Climate Action Council recommendations. They're due before the end of this year. Just to place it in perspective, the Climate Action Council is the advisory body that the legislature authorized to be created for the implementation and operation of the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, our climate law. So when we passed the law in 2019, we indicated that the Climate Action Council's first responsibility would be to generate a roadmap, if you will, a white paper, a study with recommendations for the legislature and for the agencies of the state. That's due imminently now, and it needs to address cryptocurrency.
Well, we've been speaking with Assembly Environmental Conservation Committee Chair Steve Englebright. Assembly member, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.